Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The choir from Emmanuel Lutheran School in Washington, Missouri will be singing. The text is Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Joel Leyenbauer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The scripture lesson for this day comes from Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 8. St. Paul writes, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers, asking that somehow, by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." This is the word of the Lord. Let me begin this morning, first of all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me begin by confidently asserting that our honored guests here this morning, the students of Emmanuel Lutheran School in Washington, are smarter, or at least wiser, than many of the most brilliant people in the world. Not because of the Leyenbauer connection, but because they know and believe the most important truth in the world. They know the truth that has been hidden, says Jesus, from the wise and the intelligent, and revealed instead to little children. They know the truth that Paul is not ashamed to proclaim in today's text from Romans 1, the amazing, incredible, life-changing truth that we are saved, forgiven, declared perfectly righteous in God's sight through faith in Jesus Christ alone and not by works. Just because we know that truth, however, doesn't mean that we don't need to grow in our understanding of it. Let me give you an example from my own life and experience. For much of my adult life, even after many, many years of studying the Bible and preaching and teaching and CTCRing, I think I had this idea in my head that the big difference between salvation by works and salvation by faith is that works is the hard way and faith is the easy way. Now, there might be a right way to understand that. Jesus did it all, of course, so there's nothing more I need to do for my salvation. Easy peasy, right? But I don't believe that does justice to the Bible's teaching about faith. I don't think it gets to the bottom of what Paul means when he says, "The righteous shall live by faith." A number of years ago, a situation arose in my life, in our family. I won't burden you with the details. I'll just say it was a genuine and prolonged and extremely painful and confusing crisis. I'm sure I'm not the only one here today who has gone through something like that, but the biggest part of this crisis for me was coming to grips with the fact that in this case, in this set of circumstances, there was simply nothing I could do to fix it, or to change it, or even to make it better. In fact, everything I tried to do just seemed to make it worse. As I confided to friends and family and sought their prayers and support, I heard a familiar and well-meaning refrain. Trust God. Just believe. Hand it over to God. Just have faith. And of course, that was good advice. That's exactly what I needed to do. But something in the way people said it, or maybe in the way I heard it, made it sound like that was supposed to be easy. Just believe. Have faith. Over time, through considerable oratio, meditatio, and tentatio, prayer, suffering, and meditation on God's Word, I had, well, let's call it an epiphany of sorts. I began to see and understand faith in a different way, in a different light. Now, obviously, unquestionably, faith is God's way. But that doesn't make it the easy way. In some ways, I would argue, faith is actually harder than works, precisely because there is nothing you can do. You are not in control. And you have to trust a God who doesn't always do things the way you think he should, or when you think he should, or how you think he should. A God who, Luther said, sometimes looks and acts more like the devil. I'm actually kind of ashamed and embarrassed that it took a personal crisis to teach me this lesson about faith, because it's taught all through the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. In fact, it's the story of nearly every man and woman of faith in the Bible. The great hero of faith that Paul lifts up in the book of Romans is Abraham. Abraham believed God, says Paul, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Easy, right? He just believed, and it was counted as righteousness. But do you remember what it was that God asked Abraham to believe? Do you think it was easy? For a man who was 100 years old with an old and barren wife to believe God's promise that together they would have as many children, as many descendants as the stars in the sky? Would you have believed it? Sarah didn't, at least not at first, but God did it anyway. He did a miracle. He gave Abraham and Sarah a son, Isaac. You remember what God did then? He started to look and act like the devil. He told Abraham to take his only son, this miracle child, the first of all the stars in the sky, up into the mountains and offer him up as a sacrifice. Just trust me, said God. Only believe. Do you think it was easy to trust God? In that situation, would you have done it? Could you have done it? Hebrews 11 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He who had received the promise was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. Abraham considered, listen to this, Abraham considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead. Easy, right? Just believe. How could anyone like me hear and read these great stories of faith from the Bible again and again and somehow get the idea that faith is easy? Young people in our Lutheran schools learn not only the Bible, but also the Catechism. They learn the third article of the Creed and Luther's explanation of it, which, if it teaches anything at all, teaches that faith is not easy. The Catechism teaches, in fact, that faith is impossible. Just as impossible as the way of works. Remember what Luther says? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. Could you say that with me, kids? Help. Adults, help. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. Do you hear what you're saying there? You realize what you're confessing? The president said it even before I said it. I believe that I cannot what? Can't do it. Impossible. Then comes a crucial but. The Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith. The works way to heaven is impossible, of course. I think we Lutherans know that pretty well, at least up here most of the time. What we might sometimes forget or fail to realize is that the faith way to heaven is also impossible, except by the power of the Holy Spirit, who creates faith out of nothing in our hearts through the power of God's Word, the very same Word of power that brought all of creation into being and raised Jesus from the dead and could have raised Isaac from the dead and will. Abraham believed all those crazy sounding promises of God, not because it was easy, but because God worked a miracle in his heart. The miracle of faith. Noah and Moses and Joseph and Rachel and Rahab and Samson and David and Samuel and Mary and Peter and Paul, they believed all those crazy sounding promises of God, not because it was easy, but because God worked a miracle in their hearts. The miracle of faith. Unless you forget, let me remind you that you all believe some pretty crazy sounding things yourself. You believe in a God who is one, and yet somehow at the very same time, three. You don't believe that because it makes perfect mathematical sense. You believe it because God has worked a miracle in your hearts, the miracle of faith. You believe in a Savior who is fully God and fully man, in one person. If that were easy and obvious to believe, everybody would believe it. But they don't. You believe that this God-man saved you by conquering the power of sin, death, and the devil. How? By hanging, beaten, bleeding, helpless on a tree, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? How in the world can you believe that? How in the world can you stake your life on that? Impossible. Except that nothing is impossible with God. You know, science is a gift of God, but before you trust it in the wrong way, remember that at the very heart of your faith is something that is scientifically laughable and impossible. Dead people can and do and will rise again, just like Jesus did. You believe that this miracle of faith in Christ's death and resurrection is created even in the hearts of children and babies simply by splashing water and speaking words that Jesus gave us to say. You believe that this miracle of faith is sustained and strengthened by hearing and reading words collected in one specific book, and by eating bread and drinking wine, blessed by those words, that is actually the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. And if you can believe all of that, if you can really believe all of that, no wonder you can believe God's promise that he can and will cause all things. No matter how painful or confusing or devilish looking, to work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. The righteous shall live how? By faith. By faith. It's not the easy way, but it's the only way. And it's God's way. Therefore, you can also believe that he who began this good work of faith in you at your baptism will sustain you in it and bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus, when you will see things that are quite literally beyond belief, because faith will finally give way to glorious sight forever and ever.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Deaconess Kim Biltman, who serves the Lord in Germany. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.